So we're concluding the chapter from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vajra Leela, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. And Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas have just finished their lunch after cleaning the temple. And we heard yesterday about the mock fight between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. After taking their lunch, all the Vaishnavas stood up and chanted the holy name of Hari, and the resounding noise filled the upper and lower planetary systems. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all his devoted personal associates. You see, there's always reciprocation in devotional service. You should never fear that you'll do something for Krishna and he'll not do anything for you. That kind of fear or paranoia is due to insecurity. We're not quite sure of ourselves in Krishna consciousness. So we have to work on that insecurity. It's what's holding us back. And the amazing thing is, no one holds back about Maya. That everyone engages in without much consideration. I was hearing about one lady in Wellington. She's a young university teacher, and she's considering Krishna consciousness very carefully, very slowly and analytically. When it's time for a party, she's gone. No problem. But when it comes to Krishna, you have to be very careful. When it comes to the Rajagun and Tamagun, no problem. You feel secure in the lack of Maya. You know, I hope you don't know, but you can remember. When you used to engage in Maya, you got this false sense of familiarity. Yes, I know Maya. It's going to be that good old fashioned good time feeling with Maya. You get this false sense of security and familiarity, like you're going to a familiar place with familiar sights and sounds, and you have this false sense of well-being and at homeness. Be very suspicious when you get these feelings from material energy. Never take it seriously. Understand it's always a mirage. Srila Prabhupada compared the so-called comfiness of Maya to a child's laying his head on his mother's lap. And just when the child is feeling so comfortable and peaceful and secure with the head on the lap of the mother, and then the child drifts off to sleep very securely, then at that moment the mother cuts the child's head off. That is how Maya operates. We'll probably give an example. Just when you relax the most and think, yes, security, comfort, fulfillment, then it goes on. And then what does Maya tell you? Oh, this didn't really happen. Or it's just a fluke event. Try again. Try again. In this way, birth after birth, we ruin our lives by trying to find comfort and security in the material energy. But with Krishna, we have so many doubts. Is Krishna really the Supreme Personality? Can I really go back to God? Can I really do this all my life? Is there such a thing as Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, or not? Are any devotees for real? Or are they all like me? They're all like me, we're in bad shape. So the head gets full of doubts, and this way we cannot engage in Krishna's service or enthusiasm because we're so splayed out. As Krishna explains in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhavushaka Vinantuscha Udayapu Vivasayana. The intelligence of those who are attached to material energy is many branches, Bahushaka. Unlimited branches, and I'm just certainly unlimited branches. Your intelligence goes in so many different directions. Someone brought to me samples of some brochures and flyers they wanted to make for the Gaura Yoga Center in Wellington. And I noted it was appropriately contemporary. The whole design was just splayed out with all the elements going in different directions at once. And I said, yes, yes, this is perfect for today. This is perfect for the mindset today. No one can focus anymore. Every young person practically suffers from attention deficiency syndrome because they've been watching TV night and day, playing video games night and day. And this destroys their intelligence. They can't focus. Combine that with rebelliousness against Krishna, and you see why the intelligence shoots off in so many different directions. This is what we're up against in our attempts to be Krishna conscious. Do I really want to get a grip on myself and focus on Krishna's service, or am I just pretending? Or am I just taking a brief vacation from Rajagun and Tamagun? And then I'll get back into it with a more elevated vision. This time will just be organic sense gratification. Nothing artificial. Organic. How do we become more secure with Krishna? You just apply Krishna's instructions in your life, and you'll see the result. And then you'll feel more secure. And then you'll feel more like you want to give to Krishna. If you don't apply the instructions, then you're not going to get that security. And what can Krishna do? He's offering you his mercy. But if you just kind of hover on the edge and half do everything, okay, I'll go on. I'm doing my service, it's not that I'm not doing it. It's just that, you know, I'm not going to put everything I have into it because I just want to be sure, you know. What will you lose if you engage fully in Krishna's service? Krishna will take care of you no matter what obstacles come to this world. We've seen that again and again. Whether they're upsets in the association of devotees or upsets in the material world, some or other, those who are sincere devotees go on. So in this way, we should not think that there's going to be some great loss. In any case, you're going to lose your youth, you're going to lose your health, you're going to lose your body. So, just like Bali Maharaj told Shukracharya in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam, why should I try to attain fame by giving everything to Vishnu since I'm going to lose it anyway? I'm going to lose everything I possess at the time of death. So I can attain fame by giving everything to Vishnu, everything I'm going to lose anyway, I should go for it. That is an intelligent calculation. Therefore, earlier in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, if you are at all attached to calculation, if you're a calculating person, and you like to analyze everything with logic and reason, then just apply your calculations to Lord Chaitanya's mercy. You'll agree, there's no one more merciful. The more we try to understand Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the more we'll feel secure with Krishna. Insecurity about Krishna consciousness means we don't understand Lord Chaitanya. That's the main problem. Therefore, it's essential for every devotee to try and fathom the unlimited ocean of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That'll make you secure in devotional service. It's true that Krishna can be a little difficult to understand. But Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya and gives love of Krishna freely. Therefore, if you want to feel secure in Krishna consciousness, if you want to feel that you're really doing the right thing, then take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. You'll get the confirmation your heart seeks, your intelligence seeks. So here we see that after lunch, Lord Chaitanya offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all his devoted personal associates. Krishna excels in loving affairs. That's one of the qualifications of his being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He defeats everyone in offering love. Therefore, why should we hold back? It's just our hard-hearted, sinful nature, our pride and arrogance, as if we're so great and we're something special and doesn't care for our body, doesn't care for, I don't do too much service. And what are we saving ourselves for? Who are we anyway? Still, although it's irrational, those kind of calculations and hesitations are there. Therefore, we just take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and try to understand Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. The road to Krishna is very easy. These things should be at the beginning of class or not at all.
Thank you.
who heard about Lord Chaitanya and lunch prasad, but we haven't heard what the servers were doing. This is how meticulous Chaitanya Charitamrita is. You heard about the devotees being served and taking prasad, but what about those who serve the prasad? They're very important too. The seven persons headed by Sudamadon, who were engaged in distributing prasadam to others, then took their meals within the room. You see, it's a very exalted service to serve prasad, as we were speaking before. So, Krishna's Kavach Goswami is letting you know that. He's letting you know what those who serve prasad are doing. They also have to take it. And then, what about Haridas Thakur, who considered himself so low that he wouldn't eat with the other devotees? Remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Haridas to take prasad with them? Haridas said, no. Later, I'll take a handful of prasad outside. Because Haridas Thakur, born in a Mohammedan family, considered himself of a low birth and untouchable by the rest of the devotees, although he's the Dharmacharya, the exalted world teacher of the holy name. Govinda saved some remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and kept them carefully. Later, one portion of these remnants was delivered to Haridas Thakur. You see the care one devotee has for another. Lord Chaitanya's servant Govinda saved some remnants of food from the Lord's own plate and delivered to Haridas Thakur. A Vaishnava is always thinking about the other Vaishnavas. And a Vaishnava is always thinking about those who are suffering in material existence. So to be a real devotee means to always care and have concern for others. Because as your Krishna consciousness becomes deeper, you begin indeed to understand that all living beings are parts and parcels of Krishna. The remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were later distributed among devotees who begged for them. And finally, Govinda personally took the last remnants. He took last. After all the other Vaishnavas have been served. The fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes. The pastime of washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple is but one of them. The next day marked the performance of the festival of Mitrotsava. This great festival was the life and soul of the devotees. So what is the Mitrotsava festival? You see, Lord Jagannath, after Snan Yatra, the bathing of Lord Jagannath, he is off the altar for 2 weeks. You don't see Lord Jagannath on the altar for 2 weeks. And then, when Lord Jagannath comes out of privacy after 2 weeks, there is a festival celebrating his newly painted. So Mitrotsava means the festival of seeing the eyes, seeing the freshly painted eyes of Lord Jagannath's face. The devotees haven't seen Lord Jagannath for 2 weeks, so it's a very ecstatic occasion to see the Lord with his newly painted eyes coming out 2 weeks of privacy. Everyone was unhappy for a fortnight because they could not see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Upon seeing the Lord at the festival, the devotees were very happy. On this occasion, greatly happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the devotees with him and visited the Lord in the temple. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple, of course, Kashishra walked in front, checking the crowds of people, and Govinda walked in the rear, bringing the sannyasi's pitcher filled with water. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward the temple, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati walked in front of him. And at his two sides walked Sukh Damodar and Advaita Acharya. As I said before, the more you hear the names of Lord Chaitanya's associates, the more one becomes purified. So don't shy away from meditating on these names. With great eagerness, all the other devotees followed them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected the regular principles and just to see the Lord's face, went to the place where the food was offered. Generally, that's a no-no. It's like if there's been an offering now to the deities, you can't just go into the deity room and look. You're not supposed to do that. But these devotees of Lord Chaitanya, his personal associates, were beyond the rules and regulations of regular sadhana bhakti. Their eagerness to see the Lord overrode these rules and regulations of deity worship. Generally, no one's allowed to enter into the deity room and when the Lord is being offered food. But these devotees, they hadn't seen Lord Jagannath in 2 weeks, so they were so eager that they just overrode the rules for archana, deity worship, and just stared at Lord Jagannath as he was eating. So we're going to speak more about eagerness in devotional service after 5 minutes of chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you. actually the only price to become Krishna conscious. That point is explained by Rupa Goswami. Tatra Lolyam Api Lumyam Eva Janma Koti Sukritaya Nolabhite. Let us consider Krishna consciousness. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavi Bhavati. The inclination to always think about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada got his phrase, Krishna consciousness, of this verse by Rupa Goswami. How do you get it? Rupa Goswami instructs you, if someone's selling it, buy it immediately. Don't hesitate. But what's the price for Krishna consciousness? How do you buy Krishna consciousness immediately? There's only one price. Tatyalona abhimunya eka. Intense greed. A greed like you've never felt in the material world. Any greed that you felt in the material world is just a shadow of the spiritual greed necessary to purchase Krishna. That kind of greed to purchase Krishna cannot be had after millions of births of pious activities. Janma koti sukritaya malabhyate. You won't get it even after countless births of pious activities. That greed necessary to get Krishna, it doesn't come from material piety, punya. It's the development of devotional service. There's one nice story to illustrate this intense greed to get Krishna. There was a thief who was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam narrated, and the Bhagavatam was describing the beauty of the little boy Krishna, who would go to the forest every day, decorated with priceless gems. So this thief was in the audience of this Bhagavatam Katha. He was getting very fascinated. Wow, a little boy going to the forest without his parents, fully decked out with the most priceless gems. Yes. I should investigate. So the thief, listening closely in class, where could this little boy be found? So he heard, Vrindavan, this boy can be found in Vrindavan. So he immediately went to Vrindavan and started looking, where is this Krishna? He was so eager to meet this little boy Krishna to steal the jewels. But he was intensely eager. This eagerness was so great and so special that actually he had the darshan of Krishna. He saw Krishna because Krishna reciprocated with his eagerness. So he immediately saw Krishna and he started flattering him. You're such a nice young boy. Come with me. You're such a well-behaved little boy. And after flattering Krishna, then he said, wouldn't you like to give me some of those jewels you have on your body? So Krishna, in the mood of a little coward boy, said, I can't. My mother gave them to me. I can't give them to you. So the thief still was pleading, don't you want to give me these jewels? Please, please give me these jewels. And he kept pleading, and Krishna kept saying, no, I can't. These jewels are the gifts of my mother. I can't give them away. And the thief kept pleading, and as the thief was pleading Krishna, he was getting purified. So finally, the thief got to the point where he was completely purified by Krishna's association. Then, when the thief was fully purified and understood he's dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Krishna said, little Krishna said, okay, you can take the jewels. So the point is, somehow or other, be eager for Krishna. Remember the eagerness of Kuja? Just like the thief had his motives, Kuja had her motives. She used to be world's ugliest woman. Hunchback, late old lady, bent over. But she happened to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so Krishna reciprocated by straightening out her hunchback. You know the special process Krishna used for straightening her back out. He put his lotus feet on top of her feet and pressed down. And then he put his thumbs under her jawbone and pressed up. And this way he straightened her out. And of course, because the touch of Krishna is the touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she also, besides having a straight back, turned into a most beautiful woman. And then, now she's a beautiful woman, she started looking at Krishna as the most beautiful boy. And she started flirting with Krishna, you know, making all kinds of suggestive motions, inviting Krishna to her home and all those kind of things. So this is in the middle of the main road in Mathura. So it was a little embarrassing for Krishna. So she flatly proposed to him, and she's even pulling on his dhoti. In the middle of Mathura, in the middle of the street, you know. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the great Acharya, he writes in his commentary that, yeah, Krishna was saying to Kunja Thakur, what are you doing? We're in the middle of the city. Everyone can see. Why are you acting like this? And she responded, it's all your fault. You touched me first. So, she was very eager. And then you know Krishna's response, showing his complete renunciation and detachment, without looking at her, and leaning on his cowherd boyfriend, without even looking at her, he spoke the correct words to her. He said, certainly, you're a suitable girlfriend for relieving the anxieties of traveling men like us. I'll certainly fulfill your desires, but not now. And left. So, she was eager, and even though her desires were materially tinged, because she was eager for Krishna, she became purified. And later, Krishna did go to her house with Uddhava. Similarly, the thief had material desires, but he was eager for Krishna. He became purified. Now, this eagerness for Krishna is not the product of any material ability. You can't get it at the university. You can't get it through association with expert, competent people. You can only develop this eagerness in the association of devotees. That is why the society of devotees is so important. By associating with devotees, you get a taste of the special eagerness needed to attain Krishna. And in the association of devotees, you can maximize that eagerness. Therefore, it's worth it to tolerate the association of devotees when it gets a little rough sometimes. Just think of the benefit. You get to develop this volume, this intense greed for Krishna. It only comes by the association of devotees. So let us keep that in mind, especially as we hear about the eagerness of Lord Chaitanya to see Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphire. This great separation that Lord Chaitanya is feeling and the eagerness to see Lord Jagannath comes from 15 days of not seeing the Lord. So, therefore, In great eagerness, his eyes are drinking up the beauty of Lord Jagannath. The chin of the Lord, tinged with buff color, conquered the beauty of the panduri flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment. Have you ever seen anyone's face like that? Increasing in beauty at every moment? And the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank the honey of that beautiful face like bumblebees. Have you ever seen someone's face so beautiful? Your eyes drank the beauty of their face like your eyes were bumblebees? No, you haven't seen that kind of beauty in this world. Unless you stare at the deity. It's very important for all devotees to meditate on the form of the Archivigraha, because by drinking the beauty of the deity's form, you'll be protected from the false attractions of Maya. You start looking at the feet of the deity, and then you raise your vision upwards and gradually come to the face. We explain that's how you greet a respectable person. So, you can just stand in front of the deities every day and just stare. Krishna likes to be stared at by you. That's why he's come as the Archivigraha. Don't be shy. Take advantage. Don't feel nervous. Don't feel out of place. You just come before the deities and stare. With your eyes, just drink up the nectar of the deity's face. You'll forget all about the false attractions of mind. As Lord Chaitanya's associates began to drink the nectarian honey of his lotus face, their thirst increased. Thus their eyes did not leave him. Srila Rupa Goswami has described the beauty of the Lord in this way. The beauty of the son of Maharaj Nanda is incomparable. Nothing is higher than his beauty, and nothing can equal it. His beauty is like waves in an ocean of nectar. His beauty is attractive, both for moving and for non-moving objects. I shall relate the supreme meditation upon Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The tips of the toes of his lotus feet reflect the beauty of the bodies of unlimited millions of cupids, and his bodily luster has never been seen or heard anywhere. Now I want you to think about this, really. Don't let these descriptions just go in one ear and out the other. Those of you who don't have socks on, look at the tips of your toes. Look at the tips of your toes. Do you see something that is more beautiful than the bodies of unlimited millions of cupids? Now look at the tips of your toes. More beautiful than unlimited millions of cupids, the tips of your toes? Of course not. That is the difference between you and God. Now, just the tips of the toes of Krishna's lotus feet reflect the beauty of unlimited millions of cupids. What about the rest of Krishna's body? That is the Supreme Personality of God. Unlimited beauty. Amen. Symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He perspired and trembled, and a constant flow of tears fell from his eyes. But the Lord checked these tears so they would not disturb his seeing the face of the Lord. Their looking at the face of Lord Jagannath was interrupted only when he was offered food. Afterwards, they would again look upon his face. When the food was being offered to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan. In other words, they just broke the deity principle, worship principles one time. When they first came to the temple, they eagerly went into the deity room to see Lord Jagannath, even though the altar was closed and the Lord was eating. But after that, when the Lord was eating, they would just have kirtan. Feeling such great pleasure upon seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot everything. I don't know if you've ever had that experience of being in anxiety about something or having something on your mind or feeling discouraging Krishna consciousness, and then you just go stare at the face of Vidita Jayachandra and you forget everything. These are the moments that let you know Krishna consciousness is for real. And soon those moments lengthen and become hours. And soon the hours lengthen and become days. And then the days lengthen and become years. And then soon your whole life is Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya forgot everything looking at the face of Lord Jagannath. But the devotees noticed it was lunchtime, so they took him to lunch at noon. Knowing that the car festival, Radhayatra, would take place in the morning, all the servants of Lord Jagannath were doubling their offerings of food. I have briefly described the pastimes of the Lord in washing and cleansing the Dhunbichak temple. By seeing or hearing these pastimes, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. See, there's our hope. Seeing or hearing is the same thing. Don't think hearing is inferior. That's why Krishna's covers Goswami says, either by seeing or hearing these pastimes, any sinful person can awaken Krishna consciousness. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Hare Krishna, glory to the Lord.